This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time now for the Strawberry Letter. If you need advice on relationships, work, sex, parenting, and more, please submit your Strawberry Letter to steveharveyfm.com by clicking Submit Strawberry Letter. We could be reading your letter live on the air, just like we're going to read this one right here, right now. And you never know, it could be yours.
It could be yours. Buckle up and hold on tight. We got it for you. Here it is. Strawberry Letter.
Thank you, nephew. Subject, I catfished my wife's new boyfriend. Dear Stephen Shirley, I've been with my wife since we were in high school. I can't lie, I've cheated a couple of times, but those women never meant anything to me. Our sex life was terrible after my wife had our son. She couldn't get the weight off, and she told me she lost her sex drive because of it. I felt like cheating was my only option. Now that the tables have turned, I realize how stupid I was and how much infidelity hurts the other person. So here's my story. My wife got on weight loss medicine and she's lost 20 pounds. She is confident and fly like she was when she was 21, but she will not let me get near her. She started hiding her phone from me, so I knew what was up. I checked her phone and saw the messages from her boyfriend. He said he's falling in love with her. Apparently, he's married too. I kept reading and realized he's pressuring her to sleep with him, and she kept telling him she's not a cheater. So I did what any husband would do. I kept her phone. She thought she lost it in the grocery store, and I told her I would order her a new one. She had no idea that I was talking to her boyfriend, and he thought I was her. He agreed to come to my house to see my wife, thinking that she'd be home alone. He came over Saturday, and I waited for him to pull up, and I went outside. My wife didn't react when she saw him. I told that dude who is overweight that my wife is off limits, and I will tell his wife and show her the text if he ever reached out to my wife again. I went inside and gave my wife her phone back. She said I had no right to do that. Was I supposed to let her cheat? How can she be mad at me for this? Well, for so many reasons, but first off, let's get to this guy that she's talking to, the one you call her boyfriend. He's stupid. He came to your house. He should have never done that, even if you did catfish him, okay? But there is so much going on in this letter and not going on in this letter at the same time. I mean, we all know there's a double standard. We know that, which is why you brush off your infidelities like they're nothing. I cheated a couple of times, you know, you just like it's nothing, but you really held your wife's feet to the fire because you think she's cheating. You don't even know she's cheating. You said you felt like cheating was your only option after your wife gained so much weight and lost her interest in sex after having a baby, I might add. But instead of being supportive of her and helping her through what had to be a very difficult time in her life, you went out and cheated. That was your solution. That was your answer to the problem. Well, she got herself together, didn't she? no thanks to you, and she flipped the script on you, and now you're mad and feeling some kind of way. But this is a result of you looking outside your marriage to find some sort of solution to the problems you had inside your marriage, your marital problems. But dude, you weren't there when she needed you, right after having your baby. I mean, she even told this guy friend of hers that she's not a cheater. She hasn't cheated with this guy, but you're still trying to catch her doing something. I guess the good thing is that it's all out in the open now. So what are you guys going to do? Steve?
This letter gets over really, really quickly. This man was talking about he's been with his wife since high school. Then he says, the opening line, I can't lie. I've cheated a couple of times, but those women never meant anything to me. Dog, when you type that and you send it in to a radio show, bruh, well, what do you hope to accomplish with that line? I've cheated a couple of times, but those women meant nothing to me. Bruh, I can tell you something. That line accomplishes nothing. I don't know what you hoped it would accomplish, but let me just tell you, as a person who's read several of these letters, it accomplishes nothing. Then he says, our sex life was terrible after my wife had our son. She couldn't get the weight off, and she told me she lost her sex drive because of it. Wait a minute, dog. Your sex life was terrible after what? She had a baby. Now, look, dog, see this how we don't have the ability to do that? It just looks pretty traumatic to me. It just really, really does.
It is.
Women who have had children, it looks really, really hard. I've never had one, and I'm just telling you, just from what I could see, that ain't got nothing with what I felt, none of that. It looks really hard.
It is, Steve.
It's harder than golf. It's harder than climbing the corporate ladder. It's harder than being talked about on the internet. It just looks really, really hard.
Yeah.
So she goes through this incredible life-altering, life-giving procedure that only women can do. And that's why your sex was terrible. And she couldn't get the weight off, so she told me she lost her sex drive because of it. Okay, it looks really hard to me. Then you said, hit a line that set you up for hatred the rest of the letter. I felt like cheating was my only option. Boy, God.
What?
God, dog. Hey, man. Bro, listen to me. Did you hear what I just said about how hard it looks? You know, man, after a woman does that and then you come back with, I felt like cheating was my only option. Hey, boy.
Hang on, Steve. We'll have part two of your response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, I catfished my wife's new boyfriend. We'll get back into it right after this. All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's Strawberry Letter. The subject, I catfished my wife's new boyfriend.
This dude right here, the whole letter starts off crazy. They've been high school sweethearts. Then he just said out of nowhere, next line, I can't lie, I cheated a couple times. Then he tried to justify by saying, no, he tried to clarify by saying, those women meant nothing to me. Then he tried to tell you why, because their sex life was terrible after she had our son. Then I explained to you how difficult childbirth looks to me, and not even having the ability to have one. It just looks really, really hard. Like, fellas, on the real, it looks really hard, man. I mean, I can't think of anything that looks harder. I just think that a woman's body that produces another human life and does it over a 9-month period, and the changes that their body goes through, and then to give life to another human being, that's how, bro, I just can't.
Thank
tell
you for being sensitive to that, Steve.
No, ankle swollen, back hurting, carrying this weight, rubbing the stomach, worrying about it, prenatal care, hoping your baby's healthy, praying, oh my God, am I doing the right stuff? Mm-hmm. There's not a moment in a woman's day that she's pregnant that she forgets she's pregnant. This just looks hard. And then your dumb said, our sex life was terrible after she had our son. because she couldn't get the weight off, and she told me it affected her sex drive. It would affect the rest of my life. Man, let me tell you something. If I had a baby, y'all probably had to move me into a home somewhere, because I'm not going to be able to do nothing else. I'm not going to be able to go back to work. I'm just telling you right now. I had a baby. Some sex. You think I'm going to let you do this to me again? No. We're not having sex never no more. I get it. All right, cool. Anyway, so then I felt like cheating was my only option. Right after you said that, no matter what you said after this letter, every woman listened to this hates you. Then you said, now the tables turned. I realized how stupid I was and how infidelity hurts me. Your wife got on weight loss medicine. She lost 20 pounds. She's confident. She's fly again like she was when she was 21. And she started hiding her phone. So I knew what was up. And he checked her phone and saw a message from her boyfriend. And it said, I'm falling in love with you. And then you came to the conclusion that apparently he's married too. And you kept reading, and he's pressuring her to sleep with him. And she kept telling him she ain't a cheater. So I did what husbands do. Now, this is where it gets real interesting. You make a lot of dumb statements, and then hear the other one you made. I did what husbands do. I just didn't understand that. Any husband would do. I kept her phone. She thought she lost it in the grocery store. I told her I'd order a new one. She had no idea I was talking to her boyfriend, and he thought I was her. He agreed to come to my house to see my wife, thinking she'd be home alone. Because you catfishing them, right?
Mm-hmm.
He came over Saturday, and I waited for him to pull up. Now, this is where I'm really trying to see. Now, this is what husbands do. Now, I'm waiting on it. And then you said, my wife didn't react when she saw him. I told that dude who is overweight. What his weight got to do with it?
Yeah.
But see, if weight... See, you keep focusing on weight. I told the dude who is overweight. Ain't that the same problem you had with your wife a minute ago? But see, now... Old boy is overweight, that my wife is off limits, and I will tell his wife and show her the text if he reached out to my wife again. That ain't what husbands do. See, dog.
He's wrong that, on
none
that.
Of this you saying is what husbands do. Dog, you know how much yellow tape would have been around this driveway if you pull up to my house to see my wife? Dog, that's what husbands do. Mm-hmm. But see, dude had a little weight on him. You got scared, though, didn't you? Mm-hmm. Your big boy got about that car, and you rethought all this. Now, I'm going to tell your wife on you if you call her again. Now, that ain't what husbands do. Mm-hmm. So, bro, you out of line on so many ways.
Yeah.
And then I went inside and gave my wife her phone back. She said I had no right to do that. Then you said, was I supposed to let her cheat? Now, who wrote this letter for you?
She's not cheating.
Did your mama write this letter for you, dog?
Why you say that, Steve?
Say no man wrote this letter, dog. Did you, mama, I'm finna tell you. Yeah, baby, let's put this letter together, send it in to Steve now. Because ain't no man wrote this letter, man.
Uh-huh.
Was I supposed to let her cheat?
Yeah.
And how can she be mad at me for this? Bruh, what?
Yeah.
Bruh, you just... Bruh, I can't even help you in this. How could she be mad? Because of... Yeah, sure.
The two lines in the letter, and you went over them, that really just got me were those women never meant anything to me, and he thought his only option was to cheat.
Yeah, that's why everybody hated him after that.
Yeah. Those two lines right there. How could you fix your mom
to say
that?
And then the other line was, and then I did what any husband would do.
Yeah, yeah.
He drove up to my house, and I went out there and told him, you go, my wife off limits, and you better not text her no more. I'm going to tell your wife.
Yeah.
N-word, what?
I know. He should have been supportive of his wife after the baby. Yeah. All right. You can comment.
I'm
going to
tell your wife. Boy,
you can comment.
This ain't going.
On
we
today's
finna be so
letter.
Busy in this driveway.
On Instagram and Facebook at Steve Harvey FM. You can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show on 97.1 QMG.